Well, we did hear from some African leaders today, and they are concerned about terrorism. The representative of Niger spoke about how their country has had a growing problem with it since Libya fell in 2011 and Gaddafi was ousted because of the spread of small arms throughout the African continent. So definitely that was a concern for Niger, for Cameroon. These are a couple of the countries we heard from on the continent today. We heard from the French foreign minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, who was here last week, but he recorded a video message which he left to be played today. And he spoke about a need for a summit among the permanent five members of the Security Council, which France is one of them, along with Britain, China, the United States, and Russia, about how they need to embark on a dialogue about arms control, about collective security. We also heard from leaders from the Middle East. The new Israeli Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, made his UN debut on Monday. And he spoke actually quite a bit about how Israel has fought back COVID, how they've been on the cutting edge of vaccinations, how they sort of pioneered this idea of a third booster shot. He said it's working really well and that people are much more protected with it and that Israel is on course to escape a fourth wave of COVID and not shut down its economy again, because a lot of countries have had to do that. But he also spoke about the threat from Iran regionally, as did the United Arab Emirates and some other countries from the region.
And so how did the France-US spat shape conversations at the General Assembly?
Well, you know, it really sort of overshadowed a lot of the week in a way. I think most journalists, we expected Afghanistan to really be the dominant issue because it was, you know, so much is happening there at the moment, and it leaves so many regions in a quandary about what's going to happen. Central Asia, the Russians are worried, South Asia is worried, the neighbors, India, Pakistan, and further afield, countries are worried. So we really expected that to dominate. But in the end, it was really this spat that France was quite upset with the US in particular, but also with the Australians and the British over this deal, this new strategic partnership called AUKUS, Australia, UK, US, in which the Australians have decided to buy US nuclear submarine technology. And in doing so, they've basically broken a deal they had with the French to buy diesel-powered submarine technology from them. And so not only is this costing the French tens of billions of dollars in a lost contract, but it's really bruised their ego. And they were telling anyone who would listen last week, basically, that it has really dented their trust in some of the other partners in the NATO alliance. So there were calls towards the end of the week between President Biden and President Macron, telephone call. There was a face-to-face meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Blinken and Foreign Minister Le Drian, which seemed to have gone a long way to mending fences, but they say that there's still work to be done.
And speaking of Afghanistan, when we last spoke, the Taliban had requested to have their representatives speak at the UN General Assembly. How did that play out?
Yeah, we were expecting them on Monday to be one of the last speakers and take the floor. But over the weekend, the Afghan mission here in New York notified the UN that they were withdrawing from the debate and that they wouldn't be speaking. So the mission here is represented by Ambassador Ghulam Azizai, and he was appointed by the previous government, but he still holds the credential. And the Taliban had sent a letter to the UN Secretary General about a week ago saying that they want their interim foreign minister to participate at UNGA, and they were replacing Ambassador Azizai. But they really can't do it yet because there's a UN General Assembly committee that needs to review this request, and they won't meet until earliest next month, possibly not even till November. We were expecting Ambassador Azizai to speak. I mean, he had said he was going to speak, but he withdrew his name. So something has happened in the interim, and I imagine it will start playing out here over the next few weeks as they have a showdown looming over who will control that seat. Because let's not forget also the Taliban, nobody has internationally recognized a government in Afghanistan yet.